Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, October 2018, More Success Team Legal Shield Business Solutions Conference Call. We host this special call the first Monday of every month, and it's designed specifically to assist our More Success Team associates that are interested in working the B2B side of Legal Shield. Tonight, our special guest trainer is $100,000 ring earner, Ms. Sherry Brenda from Houston, Texas. Sherry, are you on?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, Sherry. We're very excited to have you on. Appreciate you spending your time training us tonight. So I'm going to turn the call over to you.
Okay, thank you, Randy. I really appreciate you all asking me on the call tonight.
Let's see. I think we've lost Sherry. Sherry,
can you hear me,
on?
Randy?
Now I can hear you. You faded plumb out, and we could not hear you.
I'm sorry. Let me know.
We do not have a good connection, Sherry.
You know that business solutions has been our focus since we got involved with Legal Shield about 10 years ago, and I just want to have some straight conversation with everybody about sort of what I find to be useful this year especially, but in the B2B market, you know, we just started fourth quarter. And what I want to start with is the good news, which is that legal plans and identity theft plans are two of the top five benefits that are being requested by employees. And that's great news for us. Top 10 ranking for some time now, but last I read in Benefit Pro magazine and some other publications was that they were two of the top five. That's huge for us in the business, you know, B2B side. So that means employees are asking for this. There's a lot of what we call voluntary benefits out there right now. 10 years ago, certainly 20 years ago, voluntary benefits, or what we also call supplemental benefits, weren't that well known and really weren't that well received, to be honest. Today, that's just a totally different story. So the game is changed a little bit. The rules have changed a bit because it's a bit more competitive these days. But I think we all can be confident knowing that we've got a couple of the hot products that people want because employees recognize value, and that's a good thing. Go away, we all know that. And they recognize the value of the legal service plan because they're a little more familiar with it today. So anyway, I'm super excited knowing that. I hope everybody has confidence in that and really, really works from that, you know, posture that they are in great demand. I really want to focus on it being fourth quarter. For those of us who work in group benefits, we know that fourth quarter is sort of our bread and butter. It's time to really shine. I don't think it's too late to get into groups this time of year. I think that there's ways, and I kind of want to touch on ways that you can actually acquire new groups for the fourth quarter and get them finished before the end of the year, and then ways that maybe we can service and grow our groups during this time in fourth quarter. So one thing that I think is a good way, you know, we talk a lot about walking your community to attract new businesses, but I think a good way to open the door to business owners would be, number one, is to bring up the idea of identity theft. You know, bring that to the forefront let them know that you have a service that definitely helps with that. But number two, for either product, I would say to offer workshops. You know, you might go in and just say, especially if it's a cold call, you know, we work with business owners in the area and we offer educational workshops, you know, in the area of identity theft and affordable legal access. I have used workshops pretty much from the beginning to really kind of grow my business and if you will, solidify my business, because the best way to stand out, you know, among the voluntary benefits and even among all the players that bring in benefits to the groups is to really service them. And it's not so much service in our business, there's not really any service unless there's a problem, right? I mean, once they have their welcome email, once we've sent them their quick start guide, they know how to use the service. So it's either A, we're educating them to use it, or B, we're fielding a call that maybe something didn't go right, or somebody had a little bit of frustration. That's not really what we want to only be called in for, though. So to me, offering a workshop is sort of proactive. So it can be a way to start a group, and it certainly can be a way to maintain a group is kind of how I see it. So in terms of starting a group, if you were to go cold calling smaller businesses, let's say, in the community, and you were to offer these workshops, you know, if you have a lunch and learn, maybe they already have a safety meeting that's on the books. Maybe they have a lunch and learn once a month. You know, I was thinking of, industries like real estate groups. I think pretty much anywhere in the U.S., if you go to a real estate firm, they have lunch and learns. They're looking for somebody to come in and bring them breakfast or bring them lunch. So it's an easy way. I like to do the breakfast. You come in with the breakfast tacos, and you say, look, we've got about a 15-minute presentation, and then y'all can go on about your meeting. But if you're bringing food, they're going to come. So that's an easy way to get in there. But even companies like dentists, doctor's office, chiropractic offices, a lot of times those companies close down for an hour or so at lunch. Well, great opportunity to say, hey, we'd like to bring in lunch and do a little workshop and talk to you about the services that we offer. It's an easy transition then to, and you just kind of work that however you feel most comfortable. Typically, I have the group already, and I bring in the workshop, but I know more and more people are starting with the workshops and rolling in the product, you know, right then and there. But either way, you're bringing a value add is my point. You're bringing something different. You're bringing something of value. Something bad didn't have to happen for them to see you again, right? Because if we're offering a cancer plan or a life insurance policy or even medical insurance, typically the only reason those employees see you again is because they've got a claim to make, and usually that's not something positive. So we want to just keep things focused on the positive and how we can be proactive to help educate the owner. With smaller groups maybe, or even smaller groups, if they've already had their annual re-enrollment period mid-year, so let's say they're not on a January 1 a renewal, which I'm going to touch on. Most of the larger groups are going to be a 1-1 renewal, but let's say it's a smaller employer group and they've already had their benefits that rolled out, let's say March, April, May, whenever, mid-year. That's also a good time to offer them a lunch and learn. It might be an existing group for you where you just say, you know what, you look back on your calendar. Who did you go and see? Who did you set up in February, March, April? It's been quite a while since we've been to those folks. You know, offer to do a end-of-the-year sort of follow-up by offering, a workshop. And what I have focused on mostly with my workshops, I'll be honest, is started out to be the will workshops. And what I do there is I hold up the will questionnaire and I walk step-by-step through it. And it's not that it's complicated for people to do that on their own, but it's not something people actually want to do on their own. So I hold it up and I show them, this is literally how easy it is. It's 5 pages, let's walk through it. But you'd be amazed at how the conversation, what conversation it sparks. When you're just going through, even at the second page, when you're talking about stepchildren, for instance, we have a lot of blended families in this country, in Canada, I imagine, too. That's a conversation right there. I tell people, if you're a blended family and Tom and I are a blended family, you absolutely have to have a will in place. You have to have those documents in place, because what happens if one of you pass? There's an ex out there. There's another parent to your child out there. It's just important to have those documents in place. And I don't think a lot of people think about that, because I can tell you from the many workshops I've done, it's like the light bulb goes off there. Oh my goodness, I never even thought of that. Or maybe their home is in their new spouse's name and their name isn't even on that document. Well, you might want to address that, before something happens. So it just, for me, it's just been very enlightening to see you know, to the degree that people really haven't thought those things out. And we've got such a simple solution for that. So I've always focused on the will workshops personally. But now, as identity theft has just become, you know, I mean, obvious, if it's one of the top five benefits people are asking for, we don't ever have to ask anymore, have you heard of identity theft? You know, there's just nobody on earth that has not heard of identity theft. So it's more a matter of, let's discuss it. And really what I say to people from the very beginning is, let's understand that identity theft is not about your credit score, and it's not about the credit bureau. Okay. So I just try to educate them about, it's about so much more than just your credit score. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad, or you're under 18 and, you know, your kids don't even have a credit score. It's just about the buying and selling of private information and how lucrative a market this really is. And so, you know, we all know how to kind of educate them. That's become more of a focus point for me in terms of workshops. And it's really appreciated. And I think that in pretty much any industry, we can tie that into how it might affect their clients, right, or their employees, because we know that a very large percentage of identity theft comes out of the workplace. Now, we don't want to imply that, you know, that comes from your employees deliberately, but maybe, you know, maybe unknowingly. People just don't realize, you know, how vulnerable we really are. So you certainly don't want to make it feel like, you know, your employees might be stealing from you, but just innocent mistakes that people make. So there's just so much education we can be doing about that. And when we do that, the awareness just gets higher and higher, and they realize there's a need for this. I think it's also important that we, you know, really be confident about what our service, our identity theft product offers. I kind of start now by saying, look, I applaud you if you already have a service in place. I think that's great. It tells me that you obviously are aware of this and you recognize the need to safeguard your family. But I really want to be sure we're comparing apples to apples. So I say, I welcome them. Come talk to me afterwards. If you've got a plan in place, let's talk about it. Let's compare apples to apples, you know, not just rate, but the actual service to service, because we've got those comparison sheets. I still have sheets from, I can't remember how many years ago, a few, but there was like 11 in a row, and it was all these different companies that the company that Legal Shield showed, you know, comparison to. If you don't have that, I'd encourage, you know, try to find somebody who has it, or I have it, I don't mind sharing it, but so pretty much any company they've heard of, we've got a comparison on that, and we can show them how we measure up. We definitely, and I know everybody's heard this, but we definitely don't ever want to talk down about another service. LifeLock is the obvious one because everybody's heard of it, but there's so many more now popping up. We don't want to talk down on that. We just want to be, you know, informational, if you will. We want to make sure that they understand how it compares. I don't think you get anywhere by dogging another company. I just don't. I don't think criticism really works well in any category, but certainly not when we're talking about another company. So just, you know, recognize that they have it. That's great that you do. Let's talk about, you know, compares. And if they don't get it now, you know, I always say it's not no, it's just not now. Just not ready to make a move, that's okay. Focus on the legal plan. But you can do a lot with workshops to do with the identity theft. The other thing, Randy, I really wanted to touch on before we run out of time is for folks who are working with larger groups, you know, it's been a real transition for those of us who are benefit specialists, if you will, and this is what we focus on is voluntary benefits. And when I started out in 2005, it was not uncommon for us to make our presentation. You know, the broker would present the medical and the dental and the vision, and everybody else would present their stuff, and then we would present our voluntary stuff. And identity theft and legal shield would be probably toward the end of that. But then they would understand that we would sit one-on-one. We would follow up with the group right then and there. So the point I kind of want to make and what I'm seeing happening is it's less and less appealing to the employer or HR department, if you will, to have us stay behind. And what I feel like in the last couple of years is we're sort of an afterthought if we're the ones left over to enroll on paper, right? Especially with larger groups who have gone electronic. So there's kind of a couple points here. Number one, if they're on a platform like Paycom, or now many of the voluntary carriers like Principal and Humana and Guardian are offering enrollment platforms to the groups. As long as they offer a few products, they'll say, hey, we'll offer it at no cost or small cost. That's great. And we can tack Legal Shield onto that. What I guess I want to propose is that I don't think we need to be afraid of doing that. I actually prefer it. To me, when we're the ones who are kind of the afterthought because everybody else is gone and we're hoping to just see people one-on-one or we're hoping to collect those paper apps, it's too late. You know, it's once they've all left the meeting and they go back and enroll on their own laptops or maybe enroll on their personal computer at home, it's very hard to track people back down and say, oh, yeah, what about that application? Are you going to scan that to me? So I just say embrace. I guess the message I'm trying to say is I think that we need to embrace this electronic enrollment. And Legal Shield has done a good job of, you know, giving us several options there. You know, certainly we can do the full feed. You know, Paycom is a good example of that, where they directly feed the enrollment. Legal Shield works with their IT division. They set it up exactly to where we have the right options, individual family, you know, individual plans, combo, et cetera. And every month they feed it directly to Legal Shield, and those apps just come on by themselves. We also have the option of the Legal Shield at Work, where you might have the HR department can key in, or we can key in for them, a new application. And that's wonderful. It makes things so much more convenient. But there's another way to do it. I'm not sure if we're all aware of this, but it's not ideal, but it's still a good option. A second option to me is the web-based enrollment, where Legal Shield, and it can be for a dentist office to a university, you know, anything in between. So Legal Shield create, if you will, kind of a hub site, a website, just enrollment, but it's got all the information for people to look at and kind of study and get to know more about. They'll put video clips, et cetera, but where employees can go into their own intranet, their own internal site, which most companies have this, and Legal Shield will create that website for them, and they'll enroll right there, and it goes directly to the company, to corporate. So, you know, to me, that's my preference. My preference is to go, there's less errors when it goes in electronically like that because the employee is actually keying in their own information, and we're not an afterthought anymore. So I hope that more and more people are embracing that. I have found that really in the last couple of years, they don't want you to stick around. They don't. The meeting's over and you got to go. You know, they just don't allow what they used to allow 10 years ago. But that's not discouraging. I found once I embraced it, I found that it's actually a lot more convenient. I don't really want to stay there for another 4 or 5 hours, you know, when everybody else is gone, kind of looking like I'm, you know, just waiting for business. We don't want to look that way. We don't want to feel that way. So those really were the main topics, Randy, that I wanted to talk about to just sort of hopefully get a little more business going toward fourth quarter, maybe the start of new business, or maybe to kind of beef up the business we already have on the books. You know, I'm open for questions. I hope that was helpful, but I'm going to turn it back over to you, and you let me know if I can help in any other way.
All right. Can you hear me okay, Sherry?
I can.
I've got a few of the Millionaire Club members. Would it be okay if we maybe ask you a few questions if they have a comment? Would that be okay?
Sure.
All right.
Absolutely.
Let's start off in the state of Alabama with Millionaire Club member Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Sherry, as always, great job, and always good hearing from you and all those tips. And I guess one thing that I mentioned, this has nothing to do with what you said, but I guess that knowing that how often that we lead these calls, and you won't probably be doing it again before the end of this quarter, but I know you and Tom have been in the business a long time doing, you know, Allstate and other benefits along with Legal Shield and ID Shield. And as we get into the holiday season, what are some tips that you would share to the people on the call? And again, you know, I'm always looking for ideas in this area. With holiday gifts, things, I know you've got a large book of business, not only from Legal Shield and ID Shield, but, you know, you do a lot of things that Tom works out on the Allstate side. What do you guys do, and what are some good recommendations you can have regarding the ways that you kind of let your clients and customers know you're thinking about them during this fourth quarter?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jimmy, and it's a good time of year to be thinking about it right now because we'll blink and all of a sudden it'll be December and it'll feel like it's too late, right?
Yeah, yeah. You almost have to order things in October, you know, in early November just to get it by then,
You do, and that's, you know, I don't have an exhaustive list of that. Typically, I've gone to a store, and it can be Costco's, it can be World Market, it could be, you know, Sam's Club or whatever. Usually chocolates is what I bring to them, and I just, or one gal that I work with, she always did the popcorn tins, and, you know, she had it ready, and she would just make deliveries. Another woman that I work with, in fact, I was going to ask her this year to teach me how to make what she makes, but she makes a special candy. So that's not a big gift, but they know, and I'm servicing some of her groups because she's pretty much retired, but she knows that they're waiting on that candy, by golly, and she's going to give it to them, you know, and I think that's so precious. And to me, that's more, that's a greater value than just buying something at Costco.
Oh,
you know,
great. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, they love it. They love it. So I'm really going to lean more towards that this year. But your point is valid. It's good to bring something. I mean, we all send out Christmas cards, fine. But to drop off something is really special.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I drop it off. I don't ship it. I drop it off.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, I do ship the bowls out of town. But as I tell people, I love to spend my December riding around listening to Christmas music and taking care of my clients.
Yep.
You know, 'cause when you always do what you need to do during the year, you've already got a big December and good fourth quarter, so you can spend that time enjoying the holidays and taking care of your clients and customers. So thanks for those
ideas.
It's always good to hear a few things, and I'll turn it back over to Randy. Thank you.
All right, Jimmy, appreciate that. Let's see. Let's go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to another Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jeremy Moore. Jeremy, are you in speaker mode? Let's see if we've got him in speaker mode. I may have him muted out.
Hear me?
I can now, Jeremy. Go ahead.
All right. I really don't have a question. I just give a couple of comments. Jerry, that training was absolutely phenomenal tonight. I hope everybody took really good notes. And I know we're recording it, so people can listen back on it. But just want to commend you and Tom for you know, everything you've done for your own business and for the More Success team over the past decade. We couldn't appreciate and really just thank a lot of you guys. Anyway, you did a phenomenal job tonight, and look forward to bigger and better things in the future.
Thank you, Jeremy.
All right, Jeremy.
You taught me everything I know.
All right, let's go out to the state of Arizona and to Millionaire Club member, Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on?
I am. Sherry, great to hear from you. It's always fun hearing from you. And gave me some great ideas, actually, because, you know, we're all, this is the time of year. I have a question for you. I was just wondering if you had any ideas for making extra touches throughout the year. As you know, we really, really need to be in front of our groups these days. And, you know, for those of us that have groups that are, I have a lot of groups that are, that I've had for many, many, many years. So whether your groups are new or old or in between, I really feel like we can't just do the once a year show up anymore. We used to be able to show up and wave and everybody was excited to see you. I know the other day, for example, there's been so much turnover in management, with, one of my groups that, I wanted to just pop by and, you know, and just and shake their hand in person, say, hey, this is me. I haven't had a chance to meet you. And I had just left a health fair, which is something else that we do now that 10 years ago we didn't have to do health fairs, but now we do.
Right.
And I'm gladly, if they invite you to a big health fair, you're like, oh, my gosh. And from the health fair, I actually kind of oxymoronically had, I had a great big bag of chocolates left over, and I was laughing because I really didn't want to put them out at the health fair because it didn't sound very healthy, but so I stopped by and had chocolate, and they were so excited to see the chocolate. I brought it in. I was like, oh, my gosh, I was just over at the city. I thought I'd stop by. Here's some chocolate, you know, because one of them, you know, one of the employees didn't show up, and one of them had to do payroll that doesn't normally get off.
Randy, I can't hear Linda anymore.
Okay, one second and see if I can reconnect her. Something happened. Hold on one second. Linda, can we hear you? Are you back on?
Yeah, I've been on.
Well, we lost you for about a minute there. I apologize. You're back.
You were speaking about bringing the chocolate, and they were excited.
And so my question is what are some other ways that other things that we can do throughout the year just for touches, just to have us in front of people?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other things that you might do?
Well, I tell you, I do the Will workshops. I always offer once a year, can I come in? And even if they don't mm-hmm. have me in, they know that I offered it, and they know that I'm eager to do it, because I really don't have anybody probably that's eager to come and offer something mid-year like that. So to me, but chocolates, it's funny you said that, because I'm just going to be honest and be real with you guys. I don't like cold calling. I'm not good at it. But I was with another gal, and we're out trying to do this in a new community. And, you know, we go into this real estate office. I feel like it's kind of just strange. I'm thinking, oh, man, we're in her way. She just worked. But when this other gal, my just brought you a cup of coffee, you know, just talking. I'm telling you, she turns so quickly, happy, smiling, showing it off to her. You know, it's amazing what candy or just any little thing like that can do. So, you know, if you're in a big city like I am in Houston, it's kind of hard to just pump it on people. You know, nothing's close. Certainly, you know, an email touch, or another way that I like to use the legal shield at work, we have emails, right, for every member. So occasionally we'll target, let's say, 5 groups a month, let's say, or 10 groups a month. And my assistant will send out emails to everybody that she's got an email for in that group. And we'll send, like, the quick start guide. Or she'll just send some sort of email with maybe one of the bulletins that maybe Identity Theft has put out or Member Perks has put out, just saying, you know, we're here, we're your local representatives, we want to make sure you're receiving this, if there's anything we can do. You know, and you'd be amazed how many people will respond and go, oh, wait a minute, I guess I'm not registered. Well, how do I do that, you know? So if nothing else, that's a good way, because that you're just doing from your computer.
That's a fantastic idea, because, of course, I live in a big city, too.
Yeah, it's not easy to just drive around.
No.
But if you just take that report and you drop it into an email, you know, obviously you want to private CC everybody, not, you know, you don't want a long list of, you send it to yourself. And then you blind CC the list.
Right.
That's a great way we have found to kind of just touch them without a whole lot of effort.
Oh, that's really good. See, that's something we couldn't do 10 years ago, but we can do it now.
No.
Very good.
No,
all right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. You're welcome.
Okay, Sherry, I believe that's about all the time we have tonight. I want to tell you how much. Can you hear me okay, first of all?
Yes, I can.
Hey, sometimes I'm talking and I have it muted. I apologize for that. But
that's okay.
But you know how much we appreciate you. You did an outstanding job. And we look forward to if anybody needs any of the information, like you were talking about the different comparison sheets on Identity Theft,
mm-hmm.
be all right for them to contact you. How would be the best
Absolutely.
Way for that?
My personal email is Sherry, Sherry, at Branda. My last name, Branda, benefits, BENEFITS.com. Sherry at BrandaBenefits.com.
And I would suggest that if we're going to do a web enrollment or something of that nature, always speak to someone that's done it like Miss Branda in the past. It is a great way to do enrollments now. I know I've been doing some of those myself. But again,
mm-hmm.
it's better if you talk to somebody that's done it before so they can sort of fill you in how exactly that it does work. So, again, Sherry, I want to appreciate you. Tell Tom we said hello, and I appreciate you being our special guest this month.
Thank you so much, Randy. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I do want to remind everyone that our next More Success Team call will begin at 9 p.m. Central, which is about 30 minutes from now. You definitely don't want to miss it. Tonight's special guest trainers and hosts for this month are Platinum Executive Directors and Millionaire Club members Alex Gardner and Linda Bowden. So you definitely don't want to miss that. They are outstanding. So we'll leave it with that. Let's keep God first, family second, then Legal Shield, and we'll hear you on the next call. Good night, everyone.